Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. We're in for a great time this morning. We have a couple of guests that's queued up in our virtual studio. I'm excited about what God is doing at this time and in this here season. Again, you're listening to Free on the Inside. Our call-in number is 310-982-4126, that you too could be a part of this show. I see our switchboard is lighting up here, but be patient. We want our guests to come on and share their gifts and their talent and encourage you to be about our Father's business. You know, our theme is help change a life. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do nothing apart from God. Jesus said, go ye now forth and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and lo, I'll be with you always. You mean I'm not in this alone? No, I'm not. I got two guests in the studio that's going to encourage me to be strong in the Lord. Amen. For iron sharpened iron. But before we go any further, we'd just like to give out a couple of public announcements. We'd like to thank Granny's Place Ministry and Beverly Beasley for allowing Free on the Inside to be a part of this great program here. Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry to meet the needs of our young men and women at risk. Granny Place Ministry is embedded at the Cottrell Juvenile Center, and this year we started a garden over there. The young men are excited, and you know, that's a story behind that garden, but we're going to come back and we're going to share that there with you, you know, because our young men are excited about it. These are young men that were gangbangers. They were slangers. They were out there doing all kind of things, but yet when they got in that garden, their hearts was touched, and they opened up to what God could do. And I told them, hey, if you invest your time and your talents and things, you will be able to eat the fruits of your labor. And they said, wow, man, you mean tell me I ain't got to do what I used to do? I'll be patient and wait on the Lord? I said, yeah. But we'll talk more about that. Again, we have an upcoming event August the 27th over at the Dallas Life Foundation. We got called Feeding the Mustard, too. We encourage you to be a part of that event. We're going to talk about that later. Without any further delay, we have our guests on the line this morning. I'm very excited about our guests. Our guests are very gifted. At this moment, at the next voice you'll hear will be evangelist, musician Gregory Key. And he will come on and tell us about the goodness of God. Good morning there, evangelist.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, God bless you. Now, please introduce yourself again and tell us about what God is doing with you at this time, and tell us about the project you got going on.
Well, like you said, I am evangelist Pastor Gregory Key. I've been evangelizing, and I've been a praise and worship minister for over 25 years. I just love serving the Lord. I love to advance the kingdom of God, and I love meeting and greeting the people of God, and I love to see the transformation in people when God touches their heart and become a part of their lives. I love to see that process, and I've seen it over and over again, and I tell you, it is so rewarding. It is such a great reward that I live no other way. I live for it. Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing. We have our co-host on the line here, Brother Richard Daniel. We're going to bring him up in a few minutes, but we want to let him hear a word from you. Now, evangelist, now, when I met you over at Brother Fellowship Luncheon over there, brother, and you was very gifted and talented, and you shared some music,
you shared some of your talent
with the men over there. Tell us about your gospel project that you got going on now.
Well, you know what? That Papa's ministry is an amazing thing. I tell you, it's the outreach ministry to reach out to the people. And like I said, this is one of the things that I really love to do. I love to reach out to the people, and I love ministering the Word of God to people. And I tell you, the impact that that has on the community in that area, and I believe just around Dallas, and you know, in the Dallas area, I believe it's a powerful influence to outreach to those who are in need in the Dallas area. So I was invited by our brother Tim Watson. He was the one who invited me out to the ministry, and I was reluctant, you know, and I it took me a long while to get over to go over there, but eventually I said, you know what, I'm just going to go. And I went there, and I was so impressed with it. The moment that I went there, you know, I saw all of the beautiful people there, and I saw what a wonderful thing that was transpiring, and I said, you know what, I want to be a part of this. And so over the months, I eventually got an opportunity to share my gift of praise and worship. And, you know, the Lord says that, you know, your gifts will make a way for you. So, you know, and sure enough that I got an opportunity to share with the people, and everybody was very receptive to it, and they loved it, and so they asked me to continue to do it, and I'm still doing it to this day after 2.5 years later. It's been going on for 6 years, though, so I missed a few years. Like I said, I was procrastinating a little bit, but I'm in there, and I'm locked in now, and I tell you, the lives that are being changed and transformed, it's just an amazing thing that God is doing over there. And by the way, the song that I'm promoting right now, Give Him Praise, is out there on the market, and it evolved right there. It started. I kind of use them as guinea pigs, if you will, as the, you know, to say, hey, if you guys like this, you know, I'll proceed. I'll keep on, you know, I'll push it out there, you know. And they loved it, you know. So, and matter of fact, they adopted it. They loved it so much that we actually have that that on the back of our T-shirts out there at the ministry.
Beautiful T-shirt. Beautiful T-shirt.
Jesus. Well, thank you so much. Guess who designed those T-shirts? I did. God is, you know, he's talented me to do that as well. So, Jesus on the front, giving praise on the back, you know. So, I tell you, I can't be more honored to serve the Lord right now. What wonderful times we live in right now. I tell you, precious, precious times.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about just the title, Give Him Praise, and one of my favorite a verse out of the Bible with many is Psalms 34. Say, I will bless him at all times. His praises should continually be in my mouth. And I got to thinking,
in
all times
mouth.
Is a long time.
Yes.
All times mean when I have money, when I don't have money, when I'm on my sick bed, when I'm doing well,
Amen.
When people like me, when they
Amen.
Don't like me, when I just don't know what's going
Amen.
On. You know, all times, give him praise. And tell us the genesis behind that, because we realize it's a challenge, and everyday activities is a challenge. Why would you put a song in something like that so powerful when you can't, you know, when you battling with things? Now, I ain't saying you personally, but we as people battling with things.
Oh, no. You had it right. I do battle. No doubt about that. But let me tell you, you know, people have the misconception of believing that when you receive Christ or you join the family or adopted, however you want to put it, adopted into the family of Christ, that all of your troubles go away and everything is smooth sailing from there on out. Well, I
Come
have
on now. Tell
news
it like it
for
is.
You that is not the case. That is certainly not the case, because the challenges are still there, and the Lord never said that there would not be challenges, okay? He never said that, but he did say, as you said earlier, that he would be with us always. So those challenges, what happens is your perspective changes, and so we see things differently, and those challenges and circumstances and situations no longer become surmountable, because we're not focusing on those things. We are focusing on Christ. And the reason why I wrote this song is because the Lord put it on my heart 15 years ago. This song started in my spirit. And I had the music to it, and I just play it all the time, and I didn't really have the lyrics to it. I just had the hook. I just had the hook, give him praise. That's all I had. Give him praise. And I would sing that all the time right along with the hook. Well, my brother in Christ, Orlando Curry, he came up to the church one day and he heard me playing that, and he said, "Hey, brother, well, play that song, play that song, oh, again, play it again, play it again." And he kept on making me play it over and over again, so he compelled me. He actually was a catalyst for me going further and putting the lyric to that. Just like you said, giving praise every day, that is a part of the lyrics of the song. The lyric says that I want to give him praise every day, every day. So the praises are consistently in my mouth every day. And so I wanted to provide a song for the people to be able to gravitate to, and to even just sing during the day, you know, hum during the day, or you know, if you're exercising or something like that, give him praise, give him praise. You know, that you could just sing. You know, it's just a little catchy little ditty, you know, that the people could gravitate to. So the Lord told me to go ahead and release that out to the people so they could have a light on what it is, how to give him praise.
Oh, that is so cool.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man, you said some things that encouraged me. Hell, my spirit is leaping
Hallelujah.
For joy. Now, you know what? I want to
Bless
talk
God.
About that.
Bless
I
God.
Want to talk about the gifting, because somebody's out there listening to it, and they got a song in them. They got a ministry in them, but they've been challenged. You know, tell us
yes.
how to overcome those
oh,
challenges,
my God.
Because God's people
oh,
are very
God.
Gifted. But the enemy tell you, hey, you're
oh,
gifted.
Yes.
It's too many songwriters out there, too many songs like that. It's too many feeding ministry. There's too many evangelist ministry. So tell us how we break through that, the enemy, the words of the enemy to be successful in the kingdom. I need to hear it.
You know, you have spoken something that has plagued many of people in the religious order. Okay, and here is one of the reasons why I decided to become a pastor in the first place. Okay, because I have a diverse background as far as religion is concerned. Now, I no longer practice religion. I consider myself to be a spiritual being having a human experience, okay? I Ooh. Know who I am, and I know whose I am, okay? I belong to the King. I belong to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So once you establish who you are, you're no longer worried about those idiosyncrasies of the religious order. The religious order would tell you, you know, hey, you know what, that's good, you got talent, and you know what, well, we really don't have time for you right now. You know, we only have time for those who we are clicked with, and those who are you know, paying us money, and the ones that are hanging in our circle and in our clique. Those are the people that we're going to advance, and, you know, we really wish we had time for you, but we really don't, you know. So you take your focus off of that, and you start putting your focus on God, and you allow your talents to be utilized in places that you would not ordinarily go to. I'll give you an example, and I'm talking about myself. I never thought that I would be ministering out at Pastor Raul's tent out there in South Dallas. You understand what I'm saying? I never saw this in my future. I never saw this in my – because I come, let me tell you where I come from. I come from a couple of mega churches, my friend, okay? I was praise and worship leader at a couple of mega churches where I'm ministering to thousands of people, you understand? And we're inside, and, you know, everybody's well-dressed, and everybody smells good, and everybody, you know, oh, man, you know, wonderful, wonderful environments, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful churches, okay? But here it is that God has transformed my heart, man, and said, hey, you know what? I want you to serve over here. I want you to serve over here in South Dallas where the people may not smell all that good. You know what I'm saying? Some folks don't smell all that good. Some folks don't, you know, don't look all that nice. They don't have on nice ties and suits and all this kind of things, you know. But these are the people of God that God loves. These are the people that God wants to gravitate to. These are the people that God gravitates to. Not those, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not downing anybody, okay? But God loves those who have a heart for him. And let me tell you, those people out there have a heart for God, okay? They
yes,
have
they
a heart
do.
For God and our And God transforms you and uses you in places such as that, because
that's where the heart of God is.
That's where the heart of God is. So
you, know,
you can use your talents.
That's what James said, 1:27 said, this is the type of religion
right.
that God's honor, to take care of the orphan and the widows.
That's right.
And to keep yourself
and the widows,
from
yes,
the
sir.
World, you know, because the world is
Hallelujah.
Out to get God's saints there, you know. But glory be to God
yes.
that we're surrounded
yes.
by angels, one another. Well, I can see you and
Hallelujah.
You can see me, but there's also angels in the heavenly that's surrounding
angels
us and
in
protecting
the
us.
Yes, sir.
And there's angels, you know.
That's
some people,
right.
I'm scared to go there. No, you're not, if God be for you.
Mm-mm.
I do jail mission.
And who can be against
brothers.
You?
They tattooed up. These brothers got two or three teardrops under each eye.
Of course.
They walk around like the Incredible
yes.
Hulk. But when
yes.
I share the gospel with them, they fall on their knees. They start crying. I say, here this man, and
exactly.
he's crying. And he's a murderer.
Touched
but he's crying
it.
Because of the
Touched.
Sin that he committed and because of the God that
Touched
loves him
Christ.
And the forgiving him. Yes, he'll still be in jail, but he's a new creation
yes, Lord.
In Christ Jesus.
But he's
old
free.
Days are passed
but
away.
He's free
oh,
in Jesus.
Wait a
free
minute.
In
he's
Jesus.
Free. Is he free on the inside?
In Jesus. He's free on the inside, my friend.
In Jesus.
Free on the inside, minister. That's right. I'm telling you.
You know,
and I have, I've seen that transformation. You know,
yes,
and that's
I
what I was
too.
Talking about earlier. I have seen that transformation, and I'm telling you, it is more rewarding than any payment.
Than silver and gold?
That
more
people,
rewarded than silver.
Oh,
they give you a love offer.
Come on, man.
Yes,
come on, man.
God give you.
Come on, man.
That God give you last a lifetime. Silver and gold perish.
Oh, my God.
But the word of God is
oh,
eternal.
My God.
Well, tell me about it.
Eternal.
Man, you know, the person that mentioned being
oh,
free
God.
On the inside. I knew brothers that were saved and sanctified, but like you said, because of religious structure. I go to church now. I'm a church goer, but sometimes religious structure,
surely.
It hinders
surely.
A person could be called by God, but they say, wait a minute, I don't see that gift that God have in you until I prove that you
yes.
sit here. You
yes.
sit there. God,
right.
It's kind of like
exactly.
you sitting there and you
yes.
and God got you. You know, it's a oh, it's
right.
a dreadful thing to be in the desert, in the wilderness, for years after years, and God got a calling on you, man, but yet you try to be obedient, and you've been hindered, man.
Yes.
And God said, now I call you to be free on the inside, you know. And so that means that you go out and do these
yes.
things and not being hindered by what society say. Because guess what? They
yes.
told Peter and John, said, wait a minute, we don't see these men in our religious circles here. These men that never went to school, but yet they're doing some things
exactly.
that are opening up the eyes
right.
of them that are blind.
Right.
Wait a minute, who called
right.
you to do this? Don't talk like that no
who
more.
Who called
wait
you
minute.
To do this? Yes.
Wait a minute. You know, so, hey,
who told you to do
Pastor,
these kind of things?
Pastor, I tell you what, man. We got a phone line lit up here. Our co-host is on the line here. And before you go, I want
oh
you to
my
tell
God.
Us how our listening audience can go to iTunes and pick up your music and support what you're doing and encourage us in the Lord, okay? All right. We have our co-host on the line here,
so
Brother
much.
Daniel. He's going to come on and just say hello to us. Good morning, Brother Daniel. You're on the net. I got Pastor Key on the line here.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis and Pastor Key. How y'all doing? Blessed day.
We're doing great, man. We have
morning,
a great
Brother
time
Dan.
In the Lord, brother.
Good.
A great time in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Hey, yes, indeed.
Hey, man. Well, I'm glad to hear basically somebody is taking it back to the street and basically trying to relate to the people that we have seen at these homeless shelters and these meetings outside that are. Like you said, most people, and you know, they're not too hygienic. So you know, a lot of people want to basically refrain from being feeling to be around them in this place like that. But basically, I know some people squeaky clean, and basically they some of the most evil and detestable people
oh my
you ever
God.
Want to be around.
Amen,
like,
brother.
You know,
amen, brother.
Devil, you
amen.
Know?
Amen.
You know,
and conniving, and underhanded, and
amen.
Oh man, just snakes in the grass, bro. You know, and well dressed, and drive fine cars, and you know, jewelry down or whatever. Oh yeah, but some of the worst some of the worst-hearted people. I mean, cold hearts wouldn't help a old mama cross the street.
Okay, now here's the question basically I want to ask you, Pastor Key.
Yes, sir.
Now I don't basically I like to start controversies or any kind of controversies like this.
Correct.
But basically,
yes.
I want to ask you something about the. I've been seeing lately in the recording business, most recording artists nowadays, basically they want to start collaborating with other artists. Say like you recording with a secular artist, putting them on your albums, putting them on your CDs.
Yes.
And it's a lot of them been having a lot of flack. And basically, I think. They said Fred Hammond got one. He's got coming out pretty soon with the with Snoopy Dogg. You know.
Yes.
And so.
The OGGZ.
Yeah. So I'm saying basically, I'm saying as a Christian myself, I'm saying if I could change, Snoop Dogg can change. But man, at the same time, I know Snoop Dogg kind of like He kind of sold out all the way when he first started in the music business. He done did some disastrous things in the industry. You know, he got a lot of stuff, basically. I wouldn't even go touch, you know, even a Christian. So what I'm saying, is there any kind of influx in your opinion that if you record with a certain person, would it hinder your growth, or would it make this person grow and spiritually by you connecting with them?
Hey, man, God bless you. Hold on to that, Brother Daniel. Let's let Evangelist answer that there because his time is drawing short. That's a good question, now, Brother Daniel. That's a good question.
Can we
be that light in a dark world? God bless you. Hold on. And Pastor Key, go ahead and answer that to your best ability, and then we'll wrap this interview up.
Well, you know, ironically, and I'm not even going to say it ironically, but the Lord put this on my spirit just the other day, Thursday, matter of fact. Wednesday, Thursday, he put this very same topic on my heart just the other day. So I got an answer for you. So check this out.
Yes.
So first off, I want to address, there's a couple of issues that you have to address, okay? You have to address the secular music versus the gospel, you know, and that element right there, okay? First off, we're all God's children. I don't care if you're doing secular. I don't care if you're doing gospel. I don't care if you're doing country or western. I don't care if you're doing jazz. I don't care if you're doing whatever. We're all children of the Father. We're all children of God. That's first and foremost. Let's get that out of the way, okay? Now, you've come from somewhere, okay? And you had to get there by some means. Somebody had to introduce you to Christ for you to get where you are. And however you got there, you received Christ and you moved forward and the seed was planted. You understand? And one plants a seed, another waters, and another provides care. Okay? So
all right, come on now.
We do our parts, okay? And these kinds of people may require a little more watering. They might require a little more seeding. They might require, you know, they have, each person has different needs. Now, and to address if it is okay for a secular artist to join a gospel artist, what have you, you know, well, I'm going to say, like Jesus said, I'm going to wrap this up with how Jesus said it. Ye without sin cast the first stone. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead now. I hear you. And that is so true. I tell you what, Evangelist, we're about ready to wrap this thing up here. You said some words there. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for rendering that call. Sometimes we wrestle with that. You know, should I be a part of this or not? I'm a Christian. They not. Because we got people in our family that are non-Christian, but they don't keep us from going to Thanksgiving. Because my uncle is a drunk over there, so I ain't going to show up because he's going to get to drinking. Because of what I do, it might allow him not to drink anymore. He might want to change his ways. Yeah. I might need to pray for him in the circle there. And who knows
the
hearts that are being touched by those that are born again Christians. Thank you. Brother Daniel, that was a good question, because people are challenged with that.
Good question.
People are challenged. And that's where that freedom comes in, you know. I'm going to have that freedom to do the thing that God put in my heart to do. Now,
And who are we to pass that kind of judgment, though? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that really is the problem, is that we feel like we are justified in passing any kind of judgment on anybody we feel like we can pass judgment on. Oh, you know, that's Snoopy. You know, because we don't know we don't know how Snoop lives, you know. We don't know how he, you know, if he prays at night, or if, you know, if he gets on his knees, or you know what I mean? Because
or what he
all
wrestling
we
with.
See
he,
is
what,
he
might need
exactly.
a friend to talk
and,
to
and,
in
and
that
what
studio.
He, and his presentation, you know what I'm saying? He presents an image to you. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's his personality, or that's his person. That's just something that he presents to the public. That's a facade that he shows everybody. Hey, I'm this cool, charismatic kind of cat, you know. Hey, well, what is Snoop like in his house, you know, around his kids, you know, around the children that he's around, you know. And you know, I'm saying he has a football team and all of this, you know what I'm saying. And he helps a whole lot of people in the community. So, we have no right to judge anybody, you know. So we do our, let's take care of us. You know, let's take care of our part. Let's do our part first before we go and start trying to judge somebody else. Well, you know what? Put the judgment down, period. But, you know, before you start looking into somebody else's house, you know, check your own glass in your own house first.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for those comments. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel's holding on. He's our co-host.
Thank you, Brother Daniel.
We'll bring back in a few minutes. But but we wanted to allow you this opportunity and this time to share your gift and give us a rhema word. That's a word right there. That's a word for the day. Now, as we get ready to wind down, tell us about how we can go out and listen to your music or pick up your music on iTunes and some of the events that you may be a part of that's coming up for the month of August. Closing out of this month,
Tuesday,
July, if you care to.
Every Tuesday, I am at Papa's Barbecue at 1:30. I'm at Papa's Barbecue, and we're doing praise and worship, and we're delivering the Word of God to those who want to hear and those who want to receive the Word of God, feeding the people. We feed them with the barbecue, and we also feed them with the Word of God. And also on Thursdays I am at Smokey John's Barbecue. Seems like I got a barbecue theme going, brother.
And that's a good thing.
Like
I love that barbecue.
I love
the Word of God. Amen. God bless
you. I'm around some good food, brother. Let me tell you something. Just follow me and you're going to find some good food, right? So Thursday I'm at Papa John's off of Mockingbird, off of 35 and Mockingbird. And that starts at 6:30 every Thursday. And I'm there with a band called the Coalition. We are just a group of spiritual beings that have come together as a collective to praise the Lord. So and come and enjoy that as well. And then on Sundays, you can find me out at the tent ministry, out at Pastor Raul's tent ministry out in South Dallas.
Hey, man, God bless you. And that's why I see you at on a regular basis over there. And the other guys that's over there. And our next guest, he's also fellowship over there also. So I thank
Hallelujah.
God for bringing me in a relationship with godly men that's looking past their own interests into the needs of others. Men that have been tried and tested. Men that came out like fine gold. Yes, you may be tarnished.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you're telling me,
Hallelujah.
Brother, I'm still holding on. I'm still praising God. Yes, I'm unemployed. Yes, I'm sick.
Give him praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Give him
but
praise.
God is able.
Give him praise.
What a mighty God we serve. God allows us to be free
Give
on the
praise.
Inside. Amen. No more chains
Hallelujah.
Are holding
Hallelujah.
Me. You know, and that same freedom
give
that God gives me is available for you too. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Looking to the hill where your
just
help
keep
come
on
from.
Giving
your
praise.
Help comes from the Lord. Pastor
the
Key,
Lord.
Evangelist
Hallelujah.
Key, musician Key. Thank
yes.
you very much. You're a friend
Hallelujah.
Of mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on here, lending your
thank
voice
you.
To
thank
this
you for your
program.
Friendship.
You know what?
Hallelujah.
Sometime
You're welcome.
Sometime I'm challenged. May not nobody may not ever listen to this segment of our show, but we've been obedient to God. God said, "You go."
Mm-hmm.
God, ain't nobody gonna listen to
Amen.
This, but you go. I don't
go
worry about that. You go.
Oh yeah.
And then guess what?
Dude.
With all have been selling
yes.
done, somebody in the middle
and
of the night in the evening. Early morning, log onto this program,
yes.
they'll hear a word. It'll be a
yes.
rainbow word.
Amen.
It may be a 2-year-old word. It may be a month,
and
a 6-month old word.
Transform.
But it'll be a word that says,
Hallelujah.
It was
that
right
can
on
touch
time.
Them and transform their lives.
As you said
yes.
earlier, one plants and one waters, but God gets the increase.
Yes.
Pastor, thank
Hallelujah.
You for what you've done.
Always.
We got
our
next guest
welcome.
Coming up here.
It is my pleasure to serve. Yes.
Well, God bless you. We got Brother Daniels on hold. He's going to come back in a few minutes. Now, Pastor, before we let you go.
God bless you, Brother
again,
Daniel.
Again, how do we
yes.
go about getting your music?
Give Him Praise is the name of the song. Give Him Praise. And you can find that on iTunes. Just type in Gregory Key, Give Him Praise. And you can find that on iTunes. You can find it at Amazon. You can also find it on eMusic, any downloadable resource. You can find Give Him Praise out there. And I will be honored and most graciously humbled by you guys going out and listening to it. And just let it get into your soul. Let it get into your heart. Let it get into your soul. And just hum that song throughout your day and share it with somebody else. Please and thank you.
God
bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. We have our next guest on the line here. He's no stranger to you. If you care to hold on and listen to him and encourage him to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes, my
what a
brother.
Great interview we just had there with Evangelist Key here. Amen. What a great man to God. He was sharing with us his gift, his talent, and his struggles, and his success in the kingdom. And he is challenging you
Hallelujah.
And me to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Here, and as we get ready to wind down that portion of the interview, we have another great interview coming up here. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. You can be a part of this show here. The switchboard is lit. It's lighting up, so I see a lot of people say, hey, I just want to hear and see what's going on. And you're listening to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to encourage you, to inform you, and to challenge you to be strong in the Lord. And the next voice you'll hear will be our next guest that's coming up here, will be a Pastor Orlando Carey, known to most people than myself as Smokey. Well, we're going to give him honor and give announce his name. But he's a great friend of mine. He's a friend of God. And he's very gifted and talented. He's going to tell us about some things that God has put to his hands to do and to encourage us to be strong in the Lord. And as always, we have our co-host on the line this morning here, Brother Daniel. He's waiting patiently in our queue. Say hello to everybody, Brother Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Reverend? And everybody out in Hyperland, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Hey, Red, we got our next guest coming up, so just hold on, and we'll bring you in, okay?
Amen. I'm waiting.
God bless you. Good morning. The next voice you'll hear will be Pastor Orlando Carey. Good morning, Pastor Carey.
Good morning. How you doing? Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you clear. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for holding
on.
Thank you for listening to the program. Brother, we had a great interview there. With Evangelist
Amen.
G there, man. I'm on fire for the Lord. He's on fire.
Yeah, give it down to God for being here. And I want to thank you, Pastor James, for inviting me on this show. It's a wonderful thing. Me and Pastor Keys goes a long way when we talk about serving God. You know, and he mentioned about that particular song, Give Him Praise. And, you know, the thing is, I heard him mention my name. I said, but the Holy Spirit is what put in my spirit to tell him about that song and put in his spirit. Amen.
Ooh, that's awesome. One place and one water. And, you know, that's what this show is about. Because what you're saying and what you're doing, it's encouraging someone else. You know, I didn't get here overnight. When the lady introduced this here program to me, and she said, hey, we got this program, and it goes on the net, and all you need to do is get on there and talk. And I said, I don't know what you say. She said, you ain't got to talk. You know a lot of people. I said, I don't know nobody. And guess what? It's been 7 years with different people. It make it look like I know everybody. I think a lot of people, I don't even know, man. But God said, you know, because, you know, and I'm saying that because sometimes we be asking God, what would you have me doing? God got you already doing what he wants you to do. And we, as our eyes, you know, Isaiah 35 said that God would open up those blinded eyes and stop those deaf ears. You're already doing what God have you to do. Don't you see it? You feeding the hungry.
Amen.
That's why it's hungry. You see them, you feeding them. That's your ministry. When somebody needs prayer, you interceding on them. Maybe that's your ministry.
That's right.
Someone needs some illegal advice. Maybe that's your ministry.
Amen. Amen.
And so, introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us about what God have you doing in this season.
Well, I'm Pastor Orlando Curry. I came from Philadelphia. I've been about four different states and talking about the Word of God. In other words, the Lord let me understand a long time ago he had some work for me. Well, really, we didn't understand as a child, because I was a child, didn't understand it, but God showed me as I grew, I put away the childish things and took on maturity things about the Word. So as time going by, I kind of put myself in a way where, Lord, I don't want to be doing what I feel. I want to do what you put in my spirit. Well, I accepted that like almost so many years ago. But what happened is, as time, he brought different talents in my life. I was always a talker, even in the world. You know, I could like hold a conversation. They like, man, tell me more, you know. So God told me, he says, I'm going to use a talent that you already have, and I'm going to actually produce that in a new seating. More or less a timeline. So I didn't understand it at first, you know, and then later on, somebody said, one day, I know you're going to be a minister. Well, guess what? I didn't know I was going to be a pastor after that, you know, because God leads you by direction and by instruction. And a lot before we get into it, because when we get deep in the Word, after we, you know, finish the question part of it, I'm going to tell you what the Lord is showing in a particular passage. But after that, I kind of looked at it, working with people, helping people, you know, and I did it out of the goodness of my heart, you know. So Lord brought so much to me just being a helpful vessel. So I didn't call myself a minister. I didn't call myself a pastor. I didn't call myself nothing. I just went out there like everybody else. I slept with the homeless in the street. I've been with the people in the hospitals, you know, and all I did is just being a comforter, you know, with the Holy Spirit within me. He says that he leads us to the understanding that we lead away from what the natural things are, and we put on a heavenly garment, amen, and that we move forward to the greater things in life. And when I did that, everything just fell in place.
You know that is so true, because I do a lot of things, and I go a lot of places, and I'm not proclaiming one status of one name or another. I go to the jails. I'm a brother. I go to the street ministry. I'm a servant. I go to the juvenile. I'm Mr. Lewis. I go to other places. I'm a pastor. You know, sometimes people see me in one role and they see me in another role. They say, "Man, we didn't know you did this or did that," because that ain't me. I'm a servant. I'm a servant. You know, and I love
that.
I love that, because we had to put our title there. We had to check your title at the door. You know, don't come in here hovering around, but you be a servant first and let God raise you up, you know. And so I like that, what you're saying there. I like that. But, you know, as we was talking about our relationship and what God have us to do, you know, you said some things to me during our pre-show interview, because I love to talk to our guests prior to coming on so we can be on one accord. You know, unless two can agree, they can't accomplish those things. So we agree to come on here and talk about this thing. But I wanted to talk to you about your legal services, your Christian legal services. Give us the genesis of that and how that could be a beneficial to the kingdom of God and God's people.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, how that came about. God gave me the actual anointing. He said, I'm doing a pastor and doing the work of the Lord. And also, I went to school in the legal field. And what it is, I'm a mediator for the state of Texas. And the reason how the name Christian Legal came about was, when I looked at it, I said, well, Lord, you give me a name. I don't want to pick a name, you know, and let me look it up and make sure everything was all according to the will of God and the law of the land, because you have to make sure you know how to duplicate a name. But what happened, he found out the fact that as I was serving him by preaching and talking to people about the Word of God, I was touching their hearts and let them understand the heart of God, how important it is, and let them where we need to be when God is showing us something. So what happened with the Christian legal part came in, I let the Holy Spirit take over. In other words, I don't use my mind or use my emotions or use my concept. I said, Lord, you put in me the answer of everything that has been done in my life. Well, now I'm sharing that with other people. Now what happens is they understand, and then happens and reaches people who have been in prison. People have been destituted. People have been stressed. People have been out. But the whole thing is about listening. When God puts us to understand all the attributes that he gave us, he let us understand he has certain tools of the Spirit that we don't use. And what that is that sometimes if a man I met one day, he went on a course, he was trying to find his way. But he found, he said, wait a minute, I have a talent I didn't even use. What happened, God shows up, like in the time when the person says they're getting ready to go to jail or like say they're getting ready to be incarcerated. I said, hold up a minute, let's pray. So I first put the seed in there. Let the seed be, let it generate in the word of God to be into the spirit. So what happens into the spirit man who they are actually claiming that the thing may have caused that problem, what happens, God gets in it to it first. So in that part is when they go before the judge, he don't see the man that was getting ready to go to court. He see a wonderful godly man, a godly spirit. And see, in the Christian legal part, we pray deeply of what needs to be done when things are getting ready to take place in the natural. And that brings people to the spirit. You know, and that brings people to understand and where they need to be at, you know, and say, wow, I don't know why I did that crime. I don't know why I did that. But now I feel better that I won't do this no more. And the judge sees it too. So now it's a transformation. You know, you're being transformed by the new in your mind. Amen?
Oh, Reverend, that's so true. And we realize that some people are shuggling out, but you can't fool God. You can't fool
You
know. And you can't fool God. And some people are, well, you know, you're trying to fool God. You might think you get away with it, but God said, wait a minute, I'm going to get you out of this to lead you to this. You know, because God don't make no mistakes. Yes, I put on that facade and got out of that. But God said, wait a minute, I'm going to show you how great I am. You know, I'm still going to work on your behalf. So I love what you were saying, because when I go down to the jail, I pray for those brothers. I say, hey, God, give them the wisdom to talk in court around their attorney when they have to, and be quiet when they need to, because sometimes we could be our worst hindrance, you know. We talking out of order. And I love what you're saying. We talking out of order. We talking when we should be listening, and listening when we should be talking. Oh, come on, Pastor.
Come on.
Will you encourage me? I draw strength from that.
And, you know, and I just want to share to you also, it's like when we go to Proverbs 4, you know, it talks about in the first verse, it says, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend and know understanding. Well, let's be, listen, we got to remember, God is showing us a change of heart. In other words, right now, what I'm speaking on would be what God says is called a heart transplant. We transplanting the things of the garbage that been planting all this time that we've been going through, and God's planting a new seed of love. So when you put this way, the pill that you want to take is called the gospel, which is going to bring more of a unifying situation with you and God. And you know, and it puts in so many things that we have to understand, because it says in Proverbs 4, it says, you know, when you talk about lean thy heart and retain my words, keep my commandments and live. You know, some people don't even know how to live in the word of God. They move forward in things where they feel and emotions. And emotions get you in trouble. But you lean to the part of understanding what God gave us. He gave us the understanding. He gave us wisdom. And sometimes when we look at, of course, we have made mistakes. But those mistakes, they overcome now, because Christ went to the cross and he gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. But the principal things is that we use now to help us to grow and be stronger. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what now, Pastor, give us some things that you and the legal services that's involved in. So I will listen, audience can say, yes, I need to get him a call. Yes, I'm battling some things. I'm going through some things. What are some of the things that you can be involved in and kind of give us some clarity based on your past experience regarding the legal service, the people that you may be able to help?
One thing I found out, a lot of people have records on, so we expunge records. Also, all people have had problems like divorce, CPS cases, family cases. People have been in, areas of their life where they need just to get the stress out the way. You know, also people have been incarcerated for unnecessary things that they didn't even know what took place. and they get a chance to have an understanding. And, like, you know, if I would have thought about it just for a moment, that person wouldn't have got injured. Or I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't be doing this time right now. So,
yes.
In other words, we're working with people who have been incarcerated, people who have been, you know, actually humiliated in the fact of how life treated them. And then we actually bring the soul concept to let them understand, you know, if you trust God, he's going to get you out of it anyhow. Because
oh,
he
so
said,
true.
You know,
so true.
He lets us that understand, we put everything, he said, surrender all. If you surrender all, guess what? Now you become the vessel that God can work with you. And see, and when I look at, when I said heart transplant, it's a tender part when God is letting us understand. He said, keep thy heart with diligence and all the things and the issues of life. In other words, everything that pours out of you, it comes from the heart. And what we do is actually take the transplanted old heart and put us a new heart in a way of speaking the word of God. And what happens is that seed generates just like it's in the ground, and it grows, and it brings forth love. And people need
that.
So,
so
the case,
ooh,
that's
good.
You're working with.
That's good. Hey, would you be able to give us some contact numbers in case someone here and say, hey, I need to give him a call. I need to give that agency a call. Do you have a number to, so we can share with our listening audience?
Yes, I do. You ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay. It's 972-201-4471.
All right. Repeat that number for us again so our people can say, hey, I got that number. I heard it twice, so it must be something to it.
Okay, 972-201-4471, and you can email me as well. It's ocurry, C-U-R-R-I-E, 58@gmail.com.
All right, C-U-R-R-I-E.
Mm-hmm, 58.
Amen.
@gmail.com.
Amen, God bless. God bless you. God, I'm glad you shared that there with us, because if someone listened to us this morning, may need some of your legal services. If not, they may know someone that needs it. And that's what this is all about, helping changing,
yes,
helping empower God's men and women. Because sometimes we feel like we're in a wasteland. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. But yet, they hear a voice over the internet that says, man, I could help you with these cases here. And I can refer you to other people that can help you. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, Pastor Kerry, now you're very gifted and talented, some other thing. You're also a musician, because Evangelist Kay told us. Tell us about your musical talents and even though that was a part of you and it led you into other things, but our listening audience may be, have a gifting in them. They may want to do some things. And that's what this ministry is about, in changing the life of men and women. Help change the life of what I talk about. Somebody did it for me. I ain't always done what I done. Somebody told me that I'm greater than my situation. When I was homeless, someone said, you're going to have a home. When I was jobless, someone said, you're going to get a job. When I was without a family, they said, you're going to have a family. Help change your life in Jesus' name.
There you go. Well, anyhow, getting back, with a lot of the talents God was showing me, I never buried any one of these talents in the ground. You know, I took every talent that God gave me, and I let him understand what he wanted me to do with it. Well, let me show you. At 17 years old, I used to write poems. Well, anyhow, I used to just write poems to the fact that just getting it in my spirit, and I share it with other people, and they're like, man, that's awesome. Why don't you actually one day, you know, put it together, you know? And I thought about it. And then later on, God gave me a song and music. And when he gave me that, I actually took and put the song and the poem together, and it became a more or less an item that people could read and at the same time feel the music with it. So they're enjoying two parts of it. And, I knew there was a moment in my life that I knew I was going to be a writer, but I didn't know how. Well, I just started writing stuff on paper and, like you said, anything I could find just to write down what a message was. And before you know it, I put it all together, and it became a song. And everybody said, you know something? That needs to be out there. You know, I didn't have the funds, of course, but I said, let me tell you something. You get it out there. You be the mouthpiece. You know, if I can't afford it monetarily, but I know a lot of people. And guess what? You can get it out there, and they would all say, well, guess what? I know I'll support it this way. So I supported it in the way what talent God gave me. And, you know, I'm working with other people who have talent. And, you know, like I said, I'm not a master in music. but I claim what God gave me. That's what I give to them. Now, I've written so many things. Like, you know, you call the shoebox music, and, you know, and like you said, and I, what you call do the copyright, mail it back to me so nobody else can get it, you know, and that's a date and time. But here's the best thing about it. When people need to hear it, I open it up, you know, and I say, well, listen to this. And they be like, man, I ain't heard nothing like that before. I said, let me tell you something. Every one of us have something that's special. And if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. You know, move forward to the greater things. You know, like you said, you know, all things are passed away and new things are a new beginning. And see, this is a new beginning season for people to realize, you know, I've been doing the same thing over and over again, like being in the merry-go-round of life. Well, come on. Come out of that. Come outside the box, they call it. And I mean, come outside the box of life and look to the flourishing and let more or less the angelic wings that God gave you from the inside out and let it flow. And I'm speaking that as a way that we have to, we're bringing things to people's minds. And so that talent he gave me, I share with others. But now there's a particular talent, like the other day when we went to Pastor Raul's, and these people are handicapped. Who knew they couldn't even speak, but they could sing? Who knew that?
Ooh, I saw that outside. It was beautiful. They sang with the voice of angels, man. Oh, tell us about that. I saw that and I experienced the presence of God. Yes.
Let me tell you. The time it happened, only thing, I went up there when Pastor Raul told me to come up, you know, and just bring a word. Well, they came right behind me. Well, I could feel their presence about what they felt. Nobody was listening to them because they really couldn't speak well. But I said, you know something, Lord? I said, I'm going to ask them, can they sing? Even though they couldn't talk well, but they got up there and they grabbed a microphone. And I said, now let me go ahead and whatever, God, you show me to do. And I just did a little orchestra thing with them. And it sounded, you heard it. It sounded like you said, angelic music flowing from their spirit.
I heard it. I was there, bro. I was there. Yeah.
Just talking about gives me chills.
You know what? And I think so much of what the gospel say, you know, because we're in Bible land. It said, be careful of entertaining strangers because you may be entertaining angelically, unawarely. Sometimes we look over the gifting that God have or what God have embedded in people. We look at them, we don't see no value. But even our Lord is saying, when people saw him, they said, hey, we saw him, but we didn't see nothing that was valuable in him, and we esteemed him not. We didn't recognize him. We didn't honor his gifting. So I'm very mindful. You know, as you were talking about that, I carry people home on the bus. You know, I do a little bus detail. I do a lot of things. And I'm a servant. I take people in my vehicle. I load them all up with all they property. And I take them back and forth. Same thing with you. And this one young lady, and she lives in a high-rise apartment. You know, she comes down there, and she's can't talk. But God has put her in a place where she's safe. And well presented. And I would say, oh my God, even God takes mindful of those people that we disqualify. He's mindful of these people that we look at them, we don't have no value, but yet God, they precious in the sight of our Lord and Savior. And it gives me chills to know that God, you know, scripture said that God cares so much of the birds that doesn't, you know, they don't work, but yet they're clothed. You know, beauty and majesty. You know, so we can't disqualify this man or this woman that's out there. That could be God, and that could be an angel of God that said, you talk about ministry. Are you willing to work ministry?
Come on now. That's right.
You know.
Because, you know, he said, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? You know, and he said all this. And then said, and at the time, he said, if you didn't do this, if you did the least of that, you did it also unto me. That means if you didn't recognize any of that was going on, like you said, God was sitting in the midst. And listen to what you were talking about.
In a bit. You know, it's more than just some four walls, you know. So it's a world that we have to be saved, you know.
That's right.
You know, so take it outside the four walls. I love church. I go to church. I'm going to church in the morning. And you'll be there. But, you know, we know that there's more to it than that. We have to encourage people to be strong in the Lord. Like someone encouraged us, Pastor. I didn't get here overnight. I was messed up on the floor.
I'm
have people that know how I was. Man, I was addicted to drugs. I was homeless. I stayed in shelters. Mm-hmm. I lived in empty apartments, and I ate in soup lines. And all those things that I'm doing now, I'm encouraging other people. Because when I was in the midst of that, God sent angels. He had an angel to take his shoes off his feet and put on mine. So once a year I do a ministry called where we do a shoe drive, and God gave me this poem. I'm not a poem, but He gave me this poem just like it was yesterday. He said, I looked around, they had no shoes. I had shoes that I didn't use. With these shoes, I give to you to do the things that I chose for you. With these shoes, you should do and walk the path I chose for you. I said, wow, God, I'm not even a poor. And that thing is 3 years old, but I can remember it like it was yesterday. I look around and I said, because let's face it, we all got shoes that we don't even use. We look over them shoes and they still in good shape, but we don't even wear them no more. And she said, I got shoes that I don't use. And with these shoes, I get to
you
to do the things that God chose for you.
Praise God. You know, I love what you said, too, because you think about how many people, like you said, we're talking to our listeners, and our new seeds are coming. They're like, you know something? I've been wanting to clean that closet out anyhow. And, you know, before I throw these shoes away, guess what? I'm putting in the bag because I'm getting ready to give them to Pastor James. Because I know when he bring it up, I'm going to have enough for him. And watch this. And like, I love how you said that, because the least little things that happen with the Word of God, He broadens the greater things in our life. You know, and He lets us understand we're taking the small things that we think were minute, and the Lord said that's the greatest in the kingdom.
You know what, Pastor? I have learned that I'm not to get so mad at these people when they don't want to listen to God and when they are doing things outside the will of God. Because guess what? That was me. I was messed up on the floor. Yep. People used to tell me about God, and I said, wait a minute, I reach in my pocket. I got a wad of money. I said, hey, this is who I'm serving, this dollar bill. You know, this is who I'm calling this girl over here, this corner here, because my mind was messed up. And guess what? God put up with my foolishness. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
God put up the foolishness of man. Oh, my God. I look at that now. I said, oh, my Lord, you put up with my foolishness. You know, so when somebody tells me, I just say, I'll be back. I play Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
And you know, the thing is, and I was in the same pattern that you was in, and that my thing is, I thought that was the only thing to do, you know, because I was listening to some of the churches, you know, and some of the ministers back then, you know, and I didn't learn about the Holy Spirit till later on, until I got to a single place. God put me for 7 years. I left the whole city. I didn't deal with no one but God, the Word, reading every day, every night. And you talking about going to church. At first, I didn't want to go to church on Sunday. I went to church 7 days a week. But let me tell you something. It don't come natural. It comes like when you're working in the Word of God. It's like you want more to eat. That's what the Lord told me. And I'm putting more on your spiritual plate. You know, because He said, man won't live by bread alone, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I didn't realize how strong that meant. I'm like, Lord, I've been that hungry? He said, that's what your spirit is hungry for. You know, we can always feed the flesh. He said, what about your spirit, man? And he said, and that's what you need, the nourishment of the Word. That's why I said,
that is so true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, we got to get him out of here, but before we go, we got Pastor Key on the line here. We're going to bring him on, and we're going to bring Brother Daniel on. We're going to close this thing out. Pastor Key, God bless you. Thank you for holding on.
Sir.
You know I got Pastor Kerry on the line here. We have a good time in the Lord.
That's my brother right there. Hey, good morning to you. And Pastor Kerry, good morning to you.
You know, I was a friend, but I did not tell either one of y'all were going to be on the show, so I'm glad that this was a good surprise. Hate for y'all to get on that start arguing.
I want this show to go on another hour if you don't mind.
I know, right?
I wish you could, but I try to be obedient to the spirit. But you know what? When I grew up, Mama used to watch soap opera, and soap opera always had a climax. And they said, we'll be back tomorrow.
Coming up tomorrow on.
I want to personally thank you, gentlemen, for being a guest on the show, for being free on the inside. That's what our ministry is about. We have this freedom to do what God asks us to. We all have our challenges, but yet God is greater. And we encouraging other men and women to follow their passion and their dream. We thank you Pastor Kerry, for your gifting and your ministry of reconciliation at Christian Legal Services. And you gave us some numbers so men and women can call and get some legal advice. We thank you for Evangelist, musician, Keith, for your talent. Give him praise. It resonated in my spirit right today. It's resonating in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Brother Daniel's on the line here. Brother Daniel, we're sorry we can't bring you on, but we're ready to get out of here, brother. We'd like to ask one of you gentlemen to close us out in a word of prayer. And God be the glory.
Amen.
Brother Curry, you get the honor.
All right. Praise the Lord. First of all, everyone, just bow your head. And let the Lord just minister this wonderful word that's getting ready to come through in your spirit. Father God, thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this line and everyone that who didn't have a chance to get on the line. But Father God, you touched our hearts, mind, and soul. Father God, that as the word went forth and it touched everyone in a special manner. Bless the homes and families. Father God, touch everyone in a special manner. Let the angelic angels pour upon them, O God. Let it be upon their household and upon their rooftops. And Father God, into their spirit, O God, let them continue to grow. Father God, bless this station, O God. Let it continue to reach many more places all around the world. Let it be known, O God, that your word has been going forth like a tidal wave and flowing through the spirit of love. But most of all, Father God, thank you, Lord, bringing us all together. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in every possible way. That, Lord, in every way in the midst of the way that you bring us, O Lord, that we continue to move forward to the greater things in life. Father God, this is such a point of time such as this. Father, that many people are calling upon you in your name. And Father God, that you are reaching everyone in a special manner. And you're giving them the opportunity where they need to be. Father God, also, you're lifting up in every way the people in the high places, jail places, those unlocking locked doors, and those have been closed out from the word. Father God, that this word will come and break down in many things, oh God, and break the chains, oh Lord, that held them back, and that they move forward to greater things in life. Father God, bless the children, oh God, of today. Let them understand a nourishing new word is coming into their spirit. And, Lord, it is a new way that they continue to see things and a greater thing. Father God, let this nourishing of the scriptures that we live by and we go by and everything that we share with others on the highways and byways and reaching nations upon nations and reaching those on every way, oh, God, and understand your love. And, Lord, that the appointed times in their life, oh, Lord, about you and not them. And, Lord, as you touch the change of heart, that comes forth, oh God, and that as we speak new seeds in your kingdom, that they may continue to grow thereby. And Lord, in every way, as we travel through the highways and byways, keep us safe with grace and mercy, oh God, and let us understand, Lord, that your love is upon us all. And Father God, before we leave this station, everything is being all hearts, our minds, and also are in peace. And Father God, we give it all to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone on this radio and any in their households right now say amen and amen.
Amen.
And
God,
Father God, I'd like to add one thing to that, please. I'd like to add that the Lord God Almighty bless your ministry, Minister Lewis. I would like God to continue this type of ministry that reaches the people, and outreach ministry. Free on the inside means freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And may this word resonate throughout the world. May your words on this program reach the multitudes. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless your family and bless everyone who has listened today. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank
you,
gentlemen. Enjoy the balance of your morning here, and God be the glory. You ever listen to another great episode of Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program for
encouragement
to challenge you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Looking forward to another great episode next weekend from 8 to 9. And God be the glory.
Amen. Especially for you.